For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing well this morning. I pray you're having a great week so far. I genuinely do. And again, on our end, we're working diligently, just building, you know, day upon day, getting ready for our Mirror 8 conference coming June the 15th. I truly believe you want to be there. Girls 12 to 18 now will meet at 6 o'clock until 7 with our daughter, Hannah Donahue. And then at 7 o'clock, they can remain in the sanctuary and we will have a full-blown women's conference with myself. The theme being determined. Determined. Paul said, my determined purpose is to know him. And then I'll go through that a little bit and determined to not give up and determined to know God, determined to learn who we are in Christ, determined to make God known. And then Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? What a powerful truth. God spoke that to my heart in January. I was actually complaining to someone on her voicemail, giving an entire, you know, it's funny. I try very hard not to do that. And man, I was out of town and I just was letting it rip. Well, so-and-so, I haven't called you back because, and I was just starting to say these things that were happening. Literally, out of my own mouth, that rose up from my inner man. Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost who lives in us. This came out of my mouth. So what shall we say about these things, Anna? And I paused and I said to my friend, you have to forgive me. I apologize. I just heard from the Lord. And everything I just listed to you, I am sorry that I've even had to list it because I didn't have to. What shall we say to these things, Anna? If God is for me, who can be against me? And boy, that changed my attitude. That changed my thoughts. That changed everything in January of 2013. And I repented. So I'm telling you, man, God has got it. God's got your back. God's got it. I don't care what's going on. Give it to him this morning. He can change it. Talking about trust. Oh, my goodness. Well, Jehoshaphat faced some things, didn't he? What a bad report he was facing. But again, as we learned last week, he set himself. Fabulous phrase. He set himself. Determined inside of himself. I got to get God's mind on this. And he did. God comes and gives a word. You don't need to fight this battle, Jehoshaphat. Position yourself. We learned that that position was bowing to the ground in worship. The battle was God's. Stand still and you'll see the salvation of God who is with you. What a powerful thing. Well, what's happening in worship other than worry? Worry versus worship. Don't worry. You must be trusting. Worship instead. What's happening in worship? Boy, your heart attitude changes. Any deceptions you're going through will start to get uncovered because you're worshiping. You get a release when it comes to worship. I'm going to continue this tomorrow. Join me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.